Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
With the 21st pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select...
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, where we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, the best football show featuring daily breakdowns of all the most exciting moments across the league. Joe?
All right, let's... Well, I'll tell you what, the great show, man, the first round of the NFL draft, and everybody's hyped it up, and there's mock drafts everywhere you turn. Even all the local writers are now doing their own mock drafts, and it's finally, we're going to all find out tomorrow night what's going to happen. Say good morning to Baldy. Baldy, how you doing, bud?
Joe, good morning to you. I'm doing well, buddy. I'm like everybody else, just counting down the hours until we get this thing fired up tomorrow night. I'm excited about it.
I just, you know, it's funny. All these guys that are the best players get critiqued the most. It's hilarious. Like, we're finding more things late. Like, guy could be the first pick, and we're finding, well, he's too emotional or something. I'm like, wow, let's if you don't like Caleb Williams and you like Jaden Moore, that's okay. But let's not get carried away about right. This thing. Yeah. So I got to ask you, who do you think goes first? Is there any chance that Caleb Williams is not – the first round pick, first overall pick?
No, Joe, I think it's there's I mean, they can't even really hide it anymore. They're trying not to, but it's Caleb. He's coming to Chicago. He's going to be their pick. I don't know how much suspense they're going to use. There's 10 minutes between each pick. I don't know. They might use all 10 just for suspense purposes, but Caleb's going to be the first pick. And I think he's the king of this whole crop, to be honest with you, of quarterbacks. I mean, I think he's separated himself pretty clearly along the way.
So, Jaden Daniels getting stroked pretty good here recently, too. Second pick for you?
Well, I think so. I mean, I think, you know, Cliff Kingsbury was going to go to the Raiders to be the offense coordinator, and I'm not exactly sure what happened, but he ended up in Washington with Dan Quinn. And presumably, you know, he's going to be the architect there to try to put this offense together with Jaden. I think it makes a lot of sense. He's worked with Kyler Murray. They ran a lot of read options and quarterback style runs, and Jaden's good at those things. But he coached Mahomes and Manziel and Baker Mayfield, a bunch of other guys as well, and he's had success with them all along the way. And so I think it's a good matchup. And Jaden, look, he improved a great deal from the time that he left Arizona State, where he was there for 3 years, to go to LSU, and I think he really elevated his game and the team around him. And I think it's pretty well set that he's going to be the pick in Washington.
So I got to ask you this. Are you buying that somebody's going to jump up and try to get one of these guys, a Vikings, Broncos, Raiders, even maybe the Giants, try to jump up and get a top four or five pick?
I think there's going to be a trade, Joe. I don't know where it's going to come. I don't think the Patriots are going to trade. I think the Patriots are going to take a quarterback with their pick and just start the process. It's going to be done a lot differently in New England than we've ever remembered it under Belichick. And so I think they're going to get it started. But I could see another team, whether it's Minnesota or the Giants, trying to get to number four with Arizona and taking the fourth quarterback. I believe it's going to go 1, 2, 3, 4. And so I don't know who's going to offer the most or who's going to have the best deal possible with Arizona. But I think there's going to be a trade there to get to the number four spot.
Well, I tell you, and I was just watching highlights for what it's worth. And you see guys, and they all look good in their highlights, and I understand that. I really like Graham Barton. When the Dolphins are talking about flexibility of Neil, I guess everybody needs a little flexibility. Maybe he doesn't play tackle the first year. Maybe he plays guard. Do you like him when you look at the work? He looks quick coming off the ball. What are your thoughts on how good he is?
You know, I got to know him last year, Joe, at the OL Masterminds down in Frisco, Texas. And I watched him. He played left tackle the last 2 years at Duke. But he played center his freshman year. He played the last five or six games at center when everybody got hurt. And he was really good. I think he's going to be a Pro Bowl-level center, Joe. I think that's going to be his vision. I know he can play guard, too. I think he's going to be a Pro Bowl center. I think that's what teams
wow.
– I think they're all looking – all these teams are kind of talking about these different positions. But he moves really good, Joe. He runs in the 4.8s. He runs like a linebacker. But he's, 315 pounds. He's really smart. I like him a lot. He's my first interior offensive lineman in this draft. Maybe Troy Fautano, if he plays guard, could be. But I like him a lot, Joe. Look, the Dolphins are sitting there at 21. They got a huge need at center. It can be hard for me. Like, I know defensive tackle and defensive line is big positions of need. But if I was the Dolphins, if I was Chris Greer, I'd go, look, the offense, if you could just put this offensive line together and Graham Barton, you could anchor it with him, why wouldn't you do that? And then address the positions of need on defense after that. But that would be my first pick if he was available at 21 for the Dolphins.
Yeah, everybody's all over the board. I know we need a pass rusher. We're trying to figure out how quickly the two guys on the outside can come back, and I don't know how long it's going to take for an ACL and Achilles from what happened during the season. So we'll see there, too. How strong is this group as a pass-rushing group? I know we talk about the top three guys a lot. Is it deep?
I don't think so, Joe. I think Latu is clearly the best out of UCLA. He looks very pro-ready right now. He reminds me a great deal of T.J. Watt coming out of Wisconsin. I don't know if he's going to be coming T.J. Watt, but he has similar size and movement, and production that T.J. had. I think there's Jared Verse. I think there's Dallas Turner. And then I think there's a bunch of guys that tested really good and looked apart, but you just don't see the production at the college level. So then you're saying, can Chop Robinson, can he become a great player? Well, I don't know if he can. Why didn't he dominate college football with the skills and the speed that he has? So I think there's a big drop-off after the three guys I just mentioned, but I think it starts with Latu right now.
Yeah.
I think there's some two really good defensive tackles in Newton and along with Murphy, and after that, I think there's a drop-off. So I think you got to get these guys early if you want to try to get them. And then I think there's a drop-off, and then there's a big projection of what they might become at the NFL.
Yeah, okay. No, because that's another position a lot of people have talked about, that the Dolphins will grab a defensive tackle in the first round if Chris stays in the first round and doesn't move back to try to get some more players. So I got to ask you, do you think Bo Nix, I know that's another one, does he slide into the second round, or would you think he's got a chance going to first round?
I think he's got a chance in the first round, Joe. I don't think anybody after Seattle at 16 is looking to draft a quarterback. I think if you look at every single position, including Miami with Tua and Philly and, Minnesota, if they stayed there, might be interested in taking Bo Nix, but everybody believes they're going to trade up or use the 11th pick on a quarterback. So then it becomes, will a team trade back into the first round with Baltimore or San Francisco or Kansas City or somebody to try and take Bo Nix? So I think that's where he could become a first rounder. If somebody who passes on a quarterback, let's say Denver passes on a quarterback at 12, or the Raiders pass on a quarterback at 13, I could see those teams trading back into the first round to maybe grab a Bo Nix. I think there's interest there. But if he's not taken before Seattle at 16, then I think that's the only scenario I see where somebody trades back to go get Bo. I think that's the only scenario I see where he becomes a first-round pick.
You surprised that the Denver Broncos made a move to get quarterback from the Jets? That surprised you after all the problems he's had?
Yeah, it did surprise me. I mean, look, they gave up a 6th or 7th round pick.
Yeah,
they give up a whole lot. So for Zach Wilson, and you know, it's kind of like, well, let's use a 6th round pick here to take a look and see what he has. He was the 2nd pick in the draft. He's got a good arm. I don't know, you know, how damaged he is after 3 really poor years in New York. But if somebody could fix a guy or straighten a guy out, it would be Sean Payton. So I think that's all it is. It's just, you know, let's flip a pick here. Let's take a look at him. Yeah. We'll bring him in. We'll put him through our offseason program, and we'll see what's there. We'll see what kind of head he has for the game, what kind of mind he has, what kind of practice habits, work habits. We'll take a look at him. And I don't think there's anything to lose by doing that.
Hey, Baldy, I got to ask you, we talk so much about quarterbacks, and I know you get asked about it all the time too. It's incredible. We go through this every year. 4 or 5 guys go. A lot of them go early in the draft. And a lot of them don't work out, man. For all the money that's spent to study them, watch them work out individually, bring them in to meet with ownership and see, communicate with them, put them on a board in an offensive room and let them, you know, see what they're seeing and they don't work out. How do you explain that? Is that more about coaching, a system they're put in? And it happens every year, Baldy. Every year guys don't work out.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, even in Danny Marino's year, you know, I mean, there was 5 guys taken there in that first round. A couple of them really worked out, obviously, you know, but some of them didn't. I think they concentrate on the wrong things, Joe. Like, does a guy love the game? Can you tell if a guy really loves it? Meaning he's going to put all the work in. He's going to be consumed by it. Like, that's where it starts. And sometimes they miss on that aspect of it. And then they miss on, you know, is the guy just, they talk about these, you know, throwing off platform and all these arm type throws, but can he really just throw the ball through the tire from anywhere? And they miss on that part of it. And then you can get caught up in the wrong organization. The team isn't very good around him. They throw him out there the way Justin Fields got thrown out in Chicago, and the team wasn't very good. The coaching situation wasn't very stable. The front office wasn't stable, and next thing you know, he's starting against Cleveland and getting sacked 10 times by, you know, Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney, and you go,
right,
boy, he got ruined right away, you know. And so sometimes that happens. But I think the big thing is, do they love the game? Are they consumed by the game? And are they just innately accurate when they throw the football? And some of these guys just aren't. And
you know,
they overlook that because, well, he's, you know, he's big, or he's fast, or he's got a good arm, or, you know, they overlook the things that are most important.
Nobody, it's funny you said that, nobody loved football like Dan Marino. Dan Marino would have played football if it wasn't for his knees. He would have played till he was 60. That guy truly was comfortable and enjoyed being on that foot. I don't want to say more than family, but nobody felt more comfortable and more confident on a football field, enjoying himself and beating somebody late in the game more than that guy. It was just incredible to see up close. It was
Joe, my rookie year. Let me see, not my rookie. In 1984, his rookie year, I was playing the Dallas Monday night, last game of the season. We win the game, we go to the playoffs. We lose the game, we're out of the playoffs. It's just that simple. And we're at the Orange Bowl, and here comes, and this is before all the rule changes. They're tattooing Dan. I mean, Randy White, Too Tall Jones. I mean, they're just planting him. And I don't know, less than 2 minutes ago, we hit Duper on a 60-yard you know, strike down the middle to beat us. You know, they're losing. He hits Duper on a 60-yard post. We lose the game. My respect for Dan Marino was off the charts then. But even if I see Dan on the field before a game now, I saw Miami-Washington last year. Like, he still – his game face is on. It's not like he's over there taking pictures. Like, he looks irritable.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
On the field. No. He looks like he's ready to – you know what I mean? Like, it's just funny to see the game day demeanor is still there all these years later.
Yeah. It is funny. Like, he might just say, like, at coming home from dinner, he goes, you know, I can still play. And I'm like, what? What? And he's about half serious, you know? I mean,
yeah, I know he is.
No, it's crazy. So it's funny to talk about. Hey, enjoy it, man. It's going to be fun. We have hyped it up to this. I got a feeling they're going to be monster numbers for this draft and all the coverage tomorrow for this first round. It's going to be great. Thank you, Baldy.
My pleasure, Joe. Let's talk about it all next week sometime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.